Now, if you're just tuning in wondering what we're up to, we're touring across Newfoundland and Labrador, where we're playing wave over wave of traditional folk music from Newfoundland and Labrador. And we'll carry on with that right now.
Still make it whole no more, row, you Dory Monroe. Someday the weather will come when we hoist our sails and we will run in the fog and the rain and the sleet and the sun, row, you Dory Monroe.
Now, if you're just tuning in and wondering what we're up to, we've been spinning music from a collection put out by Avondale Music in St. John's, Newfoundland, and it came in the form, initially at the outset, from Volume 15 of Homebrew, and then we completed that with songs from Rockin' on Water. That's an album out, new album out by Shining Enough. I have a whack of music from Simonai. Comes from Outport and Seam. We'll begin with Old Man's Accordion.
And 10 used to stay, and the dollars you make, sure they'll keep you alive, but they won't soothe the heart and they can't ease the mind. There was laughter and joy on that fine summer's evening as the children all waited at the old village hall for a rock and roll band to come from the city to play for the dance at their school closing ball. Their fun was short-lived cause the band couldn't make it, which prompted a shy little fellow to say, let's ask my grandpa to play us some music, cause often I've heard his accordion play. I know he can play our new kind of music, but he sure puts his heart in the music he knows. Some songs he can sing are the ones he remembers when he was a boy long, long years ago. A short time later, as the others were waiting, the boy and his grandfather entered the door. He led the old man to chair in the corner, placed a torn cardboard box by his feet on the floor. The children all cheered as he took the accordion and laid it in place on his grandfather's knee. With trembling hands, his gentle old fingers softly ran over the ivory key. He said, I can play your new kind of music, but I'll do my best with the music I know. I hope you'll enjoy the tunes I will play you and the songs I remember from long years ago. He filled the old place with such beautiful music, the children could hardly believe it was true. They danced through the night, such a time they had never, and the old man smiled as he thought of his youth. His heart filled with joy as he watched the young couple, the boys and the girls in their innocent fun. And he thought of a pretty young golden-haired maiden whose love on a night such as this he had won. He said, I don't know your new kind of music, but thank you for asking this old man to play. It does my heart good and it helps me remember when I was a youth like you are today. God bless you for asking this old man to play.
It's only a ditty I'm going to write. It's only a ditty, I'm sure it's all right. It's all about taking your gear in the night. John Keeping came up here to give a first call, and with a loud shout these words he did bawl: get out, jolly boys, it's a beautiful night. All hands are bound out taking gear in the night. of the engine I think was a slick. When pushing out through with a mighty full tick, with the moon up above and the stars shining bright, all hands are bound out taking gear in the night. Old Sam said to Huey, it's a beautiful night. And damn it, said Huey, no doubt it's all right. They put on their isle skins at one in the night. Those boys were bound out taking gear in the night. Well, the next man I'll mention, it is Little Toss. He lived about 3 o'clock to go across. When the wind from the southeast, it came on to blow. And back to the island, Little Toss, he did go. You talk how your soldiers the battle did fight, the same of your sailors who did all their might. I'll put it in print, you can say what you like. Cheerio to the man who takes gear in the night. They work on the sea, a living to earn, and not for a squall those boys will not turn. They'll venture their lives, their families to keep, when the stormy winds blow and the billows do meet. I have been a-fishing, I know what it's like, but never did I take my gear in the night. But now I'm not fishing, I'm keeping the light. Cheerio to the man who takes gear in the night. Come all you young ladies, I'll have you to know, don't ever despise a fisherman bold, but huddle and cuddle, fond lover's delight. He'll tell you about taking gear in the night. And now to conclude and to finish my song, the boys from Penguin Islands, they soon will be gone. They're going to spend Christmas to lover's delight, and that won't be out taking gear in the night. Now the fishing's all over so late in the fall, and the boys are bound homeward to drink alcohol. And as they were leaving, I heard them all say, goodbye, Penguin Islands, while we are away. Jerry Fudge from the Cape, he wrote this fine song. And now to his maker, Uncle Jerry is gone. Perhaps up in heaven he's keeping the light, shining down on the boys taking gear in the night. Shining down on the boys taking gear.
Her first colony in old St. John's Harbor, one fine August day, Gilbert's four ships in the still waters lay. While just above King's Beach possession he claimed over Newfoundland turf for the Queen. I've set my heart on this country so grand, was Gilbert's remarks, for he left Newfoundland. He never reached Plymouth to tell the good news. His last words spoke more than the truth. We're nearer to heaven by sea, as close to perfection as an island can be. This world has its wonders, but it seems to me we are nearer to heaven by sea. Poets have praised this great country with pride,
splendor of river and trees, God's notion of freedom and peace. And off to the east where the Atlantic heaves, our own island shores make the beauty complete. As much in our praise as that great land may be, we are nearer to heaven by sea. We're nearer to heaven by sea, as close to perfection as an island can be. This world has its wonders, but it seems to me we are nearer to heaven by sea.
First rays of sun leaning over the rim touch the black silver folds of the bay. As a silhouette dory man leans o'er the bow to haul his first nets for the day. The last flush of light on a long summer's day fade from crimson to purple to green. Down the far western sky falls a curtain of night on a quiet cove falling asleep. The warm summer rain on a calm fishing stream with cabin smoke straight to the sky. Two old fishing buddies with never a care, teasing a trout with a fly. If I were an artist with palette and paint, with more than just words made to rhyme, I'd show you some pictures that hang in my thoughts of this beautiful island of mine. In a little schoolhouse on the side of the hill, when June brings the year to an end, a room without children, so quiet and still, longs for September again. December's first snow always seems a bit shy, so at nighttime a blanket it weaves. When a million fine feathers fall out of the sky to cover the brown autumn leaves. If I were an artist with palette and paint, with more than just words made to rhyme, I'd show you some pictures that hang in my thoughts of this beautiful island of mine. I'd show you some pictures that hang in my thoughts of this beautiful island of mine.
Hi, this is Larry Foley. You're listening to Sounds Atlantic.
Lights of the town were just shutting down and the sun.
Did you ever behold the like of this? So aren't we in a lovely mess? Perhaps it's only meant to test how much we're able to bear. If we can make it through this round and right up to the top we're bound, and let's forget how far we're down and grin from ear to ear.
They tried to move us all before. They never got us all to go. Thought we wouldn't try no more, but devil the bit they stopped. Read the fine print on the page about being paid to relocate. They'd rather we didn't stay and wait till the fish come back again. Well, first they took our fishing line, our jiggers, reels, and jigger lines, and made us right a million times. I'll never say God no more. Oh, when she opens up again, we can jig a tomcod now and then. So off we go to catch our ten and scramble back to shore. How good we used to have it here when a bottle of stuff for St. Pierre used to be called a drop of cheer, but now the fun is gone. They burn our baccy on TV and smash our rum to smithereens. And when they've got us on the wane, they take us house and home. And there's hardly anything to give. They look around at what is left. How come they didn't take the rest when they had the chance? Why don't we have another go? Hands up, who wants some cheap hydro? We lost our shirts a while ago. Here, come and take our pants. Here the premiums don't stay long. Joe is up and heaven gone. As soon as someone proves them wrong, the fight will up and go. Off like Frank to Ottawa, or warm BC where Brian's gone, or selling seal parts in Hong Kong, anywhere else but home. Try to teach our crowd to stay till we see a better day, and we'll never cross the Cabot anymore. We'll come at last, lock the gate and pour the bass, and we'll never cross the Cabot
anymore. Said we'd walk together, darling, come what may. Then come the twilight, should we lose our way? And if as we're walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you, and should it fall behind, will you wait for me? Travel, darling, side by side, that we'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover's steps fall so differently. I'll wait for you, and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? Clear, so the other may see. I'll wait for you, and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? There's a beautiful river in the valley ahead. Beneath the oak's bough, soon we'll be wed. Should we lose each other, The evening trees, I'll wait for you, and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? I'll wait for you, and should I fall behind, will you wait for me? Fall behind, will you wait for me?
There's many a tragic story in our annals oft retold. How sailors brave their strength they gave up to the savage cold. How many's a life was saved and warmed by a friendly outstretched hand. And in dire events how providence brought out the good in man. That's how it was that February 1942, when death in a raging blizzard from out the southern blue, and the victims when that awful dawn broke on Placentia Bay, were the Truxton and the Pollux bound for Argentia Base, bound for to help the Allied cause and Hitler's grip to free. The mighty hand of Uncle Sam was welcomed heartily. But now, of course, by 30 miles, the two ships blindly drove upon the stark cold merciless Long Point and Chambers Cove. As the great ships beat on the raging reefs with sailors numbed and shocked, and many who swam to grasp for life were dashed against the rocks, while the black eye bleeding from the tanks blotted the raging tide, and men in tearful agony cried out to God to die. When the people of London and St. Lawrence got the message of despair, their thoughts were of those helpless men and how their lives to spare. Those Newfoundland-bred fisher folk built off the sturdy stuff made for that treacherous icy ledge to call disaster's bluff. How the mighty has fallen, like the ancient poet said, this winter gale with its frost like hell claimed 204 men dead. By the meek that he chose to deliver those not yet meant to die, 180-odd by the grace of God were hauled from that grave alive. There's many a tragic story in our annals of yesterday, and the loss of the Truxton and Pollux will forever in memory stay.
for a monument to the living and dead. In St. Lawrence proudly stands to represent how providence brings out the good in man. It represents how providence brings out the good in man.
Some say the salt in the veins of the men who have lived by the helm and the mast make them forget, but sure to return when the moments of danger are past. Fathers and mothers and brothers and wives, sisters and daughters and sons, wait for the sail to darken the skies and rejoice when they're safely back home. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep, they see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. We also serve who remember our dead in moments of silence on land, to honor the same ones who challenge the winds and are still black eternity's sand. Man charts his course, then his sails disappear, but changeless the spill off the sea. Again and again he'll ride out on the storms to continue his work on the deep. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep, they see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep, they see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. They see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep.
La 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 la. You happy province of Malongsay, get richer and happier every day. You with high Bernie as many wells drilled, no wonder your premier Clyde Wills is thrilled. So let's celebrate, boys, and have a big do. Let's reach in the roughnecks from Kalamazoo. Don't worry, be happy, what odds? Kiss other species if you can't kiss the cod. Look at her glow, boys, look at her glow. How long we've waited, sure God only knows. I'll up Hibernia, a Newfoundland brand. I'll be dang, well, I'll be dang. La 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 la. Look at her glow, boys, look at her glow.
Are you all ready?
Hi, I'm Chris Andrews, and you're listening to Rob Moore, Sounds Atlantic.
If I could sing you all over the world, I'd sing you to Paris and Spain, to the world's seven wonders and far Shangri-La, and places too many to name. I'd sing you, O Canada, true north and strong, some lines of Oh Say Can You See. And when I had shown you all over the world, I'd sing you back home here with me, to Coppet, to Noggin, Cove, Cricket and Fum, to good arm, Boxy and Conch. Bush True and Lollycoke seldom come by, muddy old Cosford and Lawn, Kittle Cove, Jean de Bay, Grand Lapierre, Virgin Arm, Little Arcees. Blow me down, come by chance, bumblebee bite, rare pictures of beauty and peace. If the world that I showed you was wearing you down, and you asked to rest for a while, away from the places of famine and war, where you find a welcoming smile, there's one special place on the face of this earth that may not be very well known. But if I could sing you all over the world, to these Newfoundland treasures we'd go. I'd take you to Lancelot, Francois and Grohl, the Lorem, Placentia, Cape Royal, Ipsol and Flat Rock, and right in the run from Bay to Nordbrook to Lapoyle. Noddy Bay, luscious Bight, River of Ponds, Silver Fox Island to name. All over this beautiful three-cornered isle, and the land they say God gave to Cain. I'd sing you all over this beautiful isle, and the land they say God gave to Cain.
Sails on the ocean far out on the tide, fish in large baskets come over the side. Languages spoken we don't understand, staking their claims on a forsaken land. Flags of strange colors wave in the breeze, homesteads in hiding send smoke through the trees. Cannons like lions on guard in the bay, and women spread fish in the sun on the cave. Our history has shaped us over the years, through a mixture of hope, desperation, and fears. But now a new fantasy beckons and calls, and our music is playing the Hibernia walls.
fish plants, refineries, and stock market quotes, and ashes where fishermen hauled up their boats. Now some vote for fish and some vote for oil, while executives dance around looking for spoils. Then pictures of oil rigs were gone from our walls, and children's grandchildren their stories recalled. Fishing boats bobbed in the black gleaming wave of tankers gone searching new fortunes to make. Oh, feel the fish tug on the hooks on the gear, and smell the faint perfume of salt in the air. Old fishermen smiling out on the seawall, and hum the last bars of the Hibernia waltz. Oh, feel the fish tug on the hooks on the gear, and smell the faint perfume of salt in the air. And no one remembers the music at all, as they hum the last bars of the Hibernia waltz.
There's heartbreaking stories about hard-working farms watching their lives disappear. Out here on the waters, long fished by our fathers, the very same story's been written, I fear. The small family farms with their fields and their barns, the pride of the strong and the free. Like our small fishing ports with their boats and their wharves, God's own special people at one with the sea. What we're seeing, my friends, just could be the end of a legacy passed down with pride. 'Cause profits and greed are blind to the need for keeping our spirit alive. Spirit alive. We must keep our spirit alive. And whatever we do, we can't ever lose what has kept our spirit alive. Working the land means more to a man than world competition alone. And if great farming giants can grind him to silence, then surely this country is losing its soul. If the big factory ships can catch all the fish and let the Bay Street bankers run high, they won't lose any sleep if our small fishing fleets and their crews and their skippers are hauled high and dry. Is it so hard to see that living here means much more than just dollars and cents? Though the big corporate man may not give a damn, the fate of a people may lie in his hands. If it weren't for more than just money alone, why would we want to hold fast? Don't you think we'd be gone where the city lights shine if there wasn't a lot more to it than that? What we're seeing, my friends, just could be the end of a legacy passed down with pride. 'Cause profits and greed are blind to the need for keeping our spirit alive. Spirit alive. We must keep our spirit alive. And whatever we do, we can't ever lose what has kept our spirit alive. Spirit alive. We must keep our spirit alive. And whatever we do, we can't ever lose.
what has kept our spirit alive. Whatever we do, we can't ever lose what has kept our spirit alive. I'm standing in what used to be a little village church. Before his congregation moved away, I came to marvel at the skillful labor of their hands. That's all, I didn't come to kneel and pray. I can't help but feel their presence in these dusty pews, lifting up their praises to the Lord. Their joy for newborn children and their grief for loved ones lost, and the celebrated mysteries of the Word. There's more trouble than I thought to find. I came to see a building, and that is all. But when I leave, I'll have this one assurance in my heart. There's more than paint and plaster in these little chapel walls. The Book of Common Prayer may be said by heart through lips that could not read. As the setting sun rays slant in through these broken window panes, I can almost hear them sing, He leadeth me. A plate of brass now tarnished, but with words still plainly seen, say these altar rails in precious memory to His eternal comfort over on the other shore. Our loving Son and Father lost at sea. There's more among this rubble than I thought to find. I came to see a building, and that is all. But when I leave, I'll have this one assurance in my heart. There's more than paint and plaster in these little chapel walls. There's more than paint and plaster in these little chapel walls.
Hello, folks. My name is Anita Best, and I'm a traditional singer living in Grosmore National Park in Newfoundland. You happen to be listening to the fabulous Sounds Atlantic with the effervescent and debonair Ron Moores. How lucky are you?
I'm the one that you've been watching all night. Walk me out to where the lights are dim. Give me something to remember, to forget about.
Right, everyone, we wound this huge big wave of continuous music up with Chapel Walls from Semini's Outport and Sea. And back of that, Keep Our Spirit Alive. There you go. Can't read my own writing. Hibernia Waltz came after that, and we backed that with Newfoundland Treasures. Look at Her Blow, Men Who Go Down to the Sea, The Loss of Trutzen and Pollux, a couple of vessels off the coast of Newfoundland. My goodness, there have been hundreds of vessels lost off the coast of Newfoundland and Labrador over the centuries. Great Graveyards of Goshen. It Could Be Worse was the song prior to that, and we backed it with Island of Mine, Heaven by Sea, Taking Gear in the Night. And we started this off with Old Man's Accordion, and with that, holy cow, that's it. That's the conclusion of episode 132 of the Sounds Atlantic podcast. Hope you've enjoyed our tour across Newfoundland with a wave over wave of traditional music from Canada's most eastern province. And thanks to every one of you who have taken the time to listen in, tune in to this broadcast, especially to all of you listening in from across Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Denmark, Russia, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands. Welcome to all of you who have tuned in from what are now our 10 most listened to cities. They are now people from cities that I've listened to most. Something along these lines. From Hamilton, Ontario, St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, Dublin, Ireland, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Corner Brook, Newfoundland and Labrador, Port Coquitlam, British Columbia, Cambridge, England, Toronto, Ontario, Balmertown, Ontario, and Stephenville, Newfoundland and Labrador. And thanks to all of our new listeners, we welcome you from Whitewater, Nova Scotia, Renders, Denmark, Malahide, Longford, Swords and Dingle in Ireland, Belfast in Northern Ireland, Lionshall and Burnham-on-Sea in England, Saint-Ouen-Île-de-France in France, Bonjour tout le monde, Parksville, British Columbia, Coal Pits Settlement, New Brunswick, Tracy, California, Five Keys, Turks and Caicos Islands, hello there, Jimmy, Curious Joel, New York, Arlington, Massachusetts, Mount Vernon, Ohio, Rock Springs, Wyoming, South Kingston, Rhode Island, and Kirkwood, Missouri. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you new listeners. Lovely to know you've joined us, and I do hope you'll stay tuned and spread the word. And do subscribe to this podcast. Just makes it so much easier to access. It's all for free. And this podcast is supported by CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa, Ontario, where I also host the Back 40 every Saturday at noon. We're into 30 years in your ears. And Sounds Atlantic is also broadcast thanks to Anita Best and Gary Wilton on VOBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, Newfoundland, Labrador, Wednesday around 5 o'clock, I think. Until next week, I'm your host, Ron Moores, urging you to keep safe, everybody, in respect of yourselves and your neighbors, loved ones. Keep on the sunny side. Thanks for listening. See you back here soon.